Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
1 hour away from Does That Make Me Crazy? We do have Good News Tuesday coming up later on in the show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get into, is part-time Justin a
convict? Oh, no.
Yeah, did he break the law?
Only a matter of time, right?
Oh, boy.
He was headed down that route, Jenna.
Yeah. So, good to intervene.
We'll bring him in here and see what's going on with part-time Justin.
All right.
And a couple text messages here, because we do receive your text messages all morning long, Kid Nation. So whenever you feel the need to text your buddies here, we got you. From the text, I only knew Don Cheadle as JC and Al's band until I saw the actual actor on Bear Grylls' show. Mind blown.
I bet. You learned it the other way.
You know what? We're introducing a lot of people to Don Cheadle, the actor.
Wow.
Based on our band and
That's
band
cool.
alone. Don't try to tell us Iron Man put him on the map. We did.
And the name came from a long time ago. I had a dream about Don Cheadle. And, it just was weird.
Yeah, it was a very weird dream where Big Al Mack made out with Don Cheadle.
Yeah, it was very weird.
Sure.
I mean, I had a girlfriend at the time and everything.
So weird.
And so I just kind of talked about it on the radio, and we came up with a band later. And I said, let's call it the Don Cheadles.
Of course. And you had a weird dream last night.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Do we need to get into this dream, you guys? I'm telling you, this dude is...
No, JC, I debated whether I was going to put this in my blog or not. So,
well, you put it in there, and I seen it.
Dreamed about the ex.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's okay. But what was the dream about, Al? What happened?
It was very short and sweet.
Uh-huh.
I was pulling into my driveway, and it was one of those dreams where I'm kind of fighting myself, like, is this a dream or is this real?
Yeah,
very vivid.
I was driving my truck, it was raining, and I pull into my driveway, and my ex-girlfriend is standing right there at the sidewalk in the driveway with a bag, like a suitcase.
Yeah.
And she's crying.
Uh-oh.
And so I pull into my driveway, and I park, and I'm like, what's wrong? She goes, he left me. Or I told him to leave. Whatever. I told him to leave. I left him. That's what it is. I left him.
Yeah. And then?
And I'm like, wow. Okay. So we hugged. And I was fighting myself. I didn't know whether this was real or not. I was fighting myself. Like, is this real? Is my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend back?
I think that's what you want.
I woke up and it was a dream. So
were you disappointed?
I'm not going to say that. I'm just saying it was. I'm just telling you what happened.
Did she want you back?
Yeah. Well, she was at my house with a suitcase.
If you dreamed about a recent ex apologizing or wanting you back, that is you wanting that. That is you exploring that. You doing a dress rehearsal with what you hoped is a possibility.
That's right. Uh-huh.
I'm just telling you what.
You know where you want to be? Uh-huh.
Dreaming about
you. They do say dreaming about your ex can be just like representative of you missing a romantic relationship. It's not always about that particular person.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people will have intimate dreams about an ex when they're in a new relationship, and they freak out thinking that means I want the ex, and it doesn't always mean that. It just means maybe something's missing intimacy-wise.
And we didn't do anything in the dream.
We just held each other?
We just hugged. We didn't do a thing. It's just
part of the grieving process.
We stood in the driveway in the rain.
In love. We're just hugging.
Processing, at least.
In the rain, dude!
Mm. You're grieving.
Still.
Delayed grieving.
I've grieved.
Typical man.
No, you're still grieving.
I'm grieved. I'm over
you
that.
You avoided it for a while.
Yeah, man.
Did you wake up with a little tear in your eye?
I just woke up like, was that real? What happened? You know, just like Inception. I was like,
yeah.
Am I dreaming now? Was that a dream?
But did you have the sigh of, like you wished it was real?
JC, you're going way too deep in this. It was just a little.
I'm a deep person.
Isn't it? I've been having crazy vivid dreams lately.
Yeah. Who?
Dewan?
Different people.
Oh.
Yes, that.
Male?
But all those kinds of dreams.
Whoa! Oh.
So, what does that mean?
Jenna, you've been
marbling in your dreams?
Yeah, you've been freaky?
Super vivid.
Whoa! Do we know any of these guys?
I only knew one of them.
Stranger danger.
Total stranger dreams.
You know, they say every face you see in your dreams, you have come across that person somewhere.
Sitting on an airplane or something.
Yeah. Because you've seen that face. It's imprinted in your brain.
Yeah, that's how it started, was one. And then subsequently, I've had, even last night, but so vivid that I wake up like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fanning myself.
But we know one of the guys. Does he work here?
Oh, no. Juan is.
Oh, Juan.
Juan
is the singer?
Juan was DeJuan. Juan.
Oh, DeJuan. Okay.
DeJuan. I don't know why we call him that.
Wow.
Because he's DeJuan.
Yeah.
But, yeah, very interesting.
And the other ones are randos.
Randos.
Wow.
All different scenarios. I don't know.
Obviously. If you're a guy and your girl tells you she had a dream about hooking up with another dude, but she doesn't, it's a random dude, do you still get mad as a guy?
I don't see the need to tell that.
Yeah,
well,
right?
I met a couple this weekend when I was in Austin, and I told this girl that I had had, we got in this conversation with friends, like, about these kinds of vivid dreams. Yeah. And the girl, I just met her, she's standing with her husband. She's like, I have dreams like this all the time, but it's always with strangers.
What?
So she's saying this in front of her husband. I'm like, that's okay. And he's like, I don't care. She doesn't know him. I'm like, wow, comfortable, stable relationship.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She says she has them all the time.
He would be upset.
I'm like, Kelly, you don't need to tell that.
Yeah, don't tell.
Yeah, I don't know.
It didn't happen.
Tell that.
You don't need
that. Your spouse or partner might not be as cool with it.
Because think about how mad we are when we wake up after having a dream that your spouse was with someone else.
Oh, yeah.
Even though it's not true, you can't shake it that whole day.
Had I not been on the radio, well, I guess we wouldn't know each other. But the only reason I told the dream about Kelly was because it was a cool story, but my girlfriend was not. She did not
very happy with that.
Like that dream.
Uh huh. But now you had that dream about her. Kind of, sort of.
No, not the same.
I mean, there was feels.
No, with me.
With Kelly, it was
tears and cuddling.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And love like she's never experienced before. If you forget.
Yeah,
that's what I feel he was sort of representing here with this dream a little
it
bit.
That's what I remember.
He is truly missing a genuine romantic connection in his life. That's what's going on.
You had the freaking Notebook dream. You were in the rain holding each other.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all,
true.
That movie was on last night.
Yeah.
Sucked in, done, 3 hours.
Really?
Do you not have movies like that if you turn it on and it's on?
Yeah.
And I hate when I have the movie. I have the physical copy of the movie.
Right.
But I will still watch it on TV because I'm too damn lazy to go put it in.
I was done for.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We might blend Does That Make Me Crazy with what Justin's about to talk about here.
Okay.
Now we'll tell you what it's going to be called here in a second, because Justin's making his way in here. Part-time Justin, how are you doing, sir?
Good. I ate jalapeno poppers yesterday, and I'm paying for it right now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in what way? I feel like I just ate a bowl of lava, and it's all, I need like some Tums.
Like you might have to run out of here in a minute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you got to run, you can go ahead.
No, okay.
Pun intended.
I think I can hold it.
Okay.
I'm good.
Did you go have these after you were at, because you were at my house forever yesterday.
Yes, it was so much fun hanging out with you and your kids. Yeah. You and Kenzie got the cutest family. The way y'all yell at y'all's kids is so adorable.
We didn't yell at them too bad.
No.
Justin came over and played a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just wanted to play with the kids and hang out. And we were doing stuff for Kid Nation TV. And then you went out and had those jalapeno poppers?
Yeah, I had a date last night. Yeah. But yeah, those jalapeno poppers really did a number on me this morning.
That's good.
But they're so good.
At least it wasn't during the date.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
Why do you dare have like a 12-hour window?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like I got home safe. Everything was good. But something happened over the weekend because I was watching a friend's dog. I was doing a friend a favor.
Oh, boy.
You were dog sitting for somebody.
Dog sitting, okay. Yeah. And she asked me to go pick up the dog from her apartment because it was best for our schedules. So I go pick up the dog and the kennel and stuff like that. But I want to take it to the restroom before I put it in my truck because I don't want any accidents, you know, like I'm about to have one right now. So I take it outside and it goes potty and everything like that. And I take it back up to the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And I notice that the door's locked. And I'm like, what? How am I locked out of the door? How am I locked out of the apartment? Oh, my God. Like, all the food and the kennel and all the stuff to take care of a dog that I need is in there, and I don't have it. I'm, like, freaking out. And I'm like, oh, did I put the key under the mat? Like, that's where I got it. So I open up the mat, and there's the key. I'm like, oh, awesome.
Boom.
So I unlock the door, and I go in, and it smells different. And then this cute little white dog runs up to me, and he's so cute. I'm like, oh, my God, who brought their dog here? Like, who's here? And this dog looks at me, and it's like, who are you? And I'm like, who are you? Who's this dog? And I start looking around, and I see all the furniture's different, and then I all of a sudden realize that I'm in the wrong apartment.
Oh.
Not the apartment where I went to go pick up this dog. And then in the hallway, I hear a hello, and I'm like, ah! So I run out of the apartment, close the door, run upstairs, and I realized that I was on the wrong floor. Right one was up above me.
You didn't
say anything to the woman? Or
no,
person?
I just ran out. I just ran out.
What, did you put her key back?
Yeah. That's where I put the key under the mat whenever I
went. But she heard you scream and run.
Yeah. She didn't chase me, though.
Well, I wouldn't chase you. I wouldn't chase a strange man out.
No.
Would you chase him?
But I was and it scared me. I broke into someone's apartment.
Yeah, you pretty much did.
That's things sometimes don't end so happily.
No.
You look like one of those panty thieves.
Yeah, like just got one through.
Yeah, go steal underwear.
I walked 10 steps into that apartment. I was there for a good minute. Not realizing that I was in the wrong one.
That's you could have got shot, dude.
Like
you
it was, I saw this cute little dog, not knowing.
I feel like that person is now super frightened and needs to know that it was a complete accident. Wouldn't that help out?
Yeah,
even
right.
On her door.
Yeah, like sorry, I wasn't
and
breaking in.
Say I was dog sitting and I entered the
probably.
Apartment. I'm so sorry
so
to
I don't scare
you.
Her.
What if she hasn't left her home for 2 days? Because
now
of that?
She's like an agoraphobic and she's terrified.
Or maybe she just takes the key out from under the mat.
Well, you know that's eye opening right there. Is how many people have a mat where they put a key under it? Yeah. You know, I mean, we have a wreath on our door, so we put the key in the wreath.
Good, tell
there you
that.
Go.
Yeah,
good.
Tell your hiding spot.
I don't tell them where I live, Jenna. You know how many doors have wreaths on them?
Not a lot right now.
Oh yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, we got a very floral springtime with some like white little daisies, so it just goes.
Okay, so the
daisy.
The daisy wreath.
Yeah. Okay. Oh shoot. Yes.
People can find you is the point. If they really wanted to find where you live,
right?
I'm pretty sure they could, but the key is safely hidden. It's hard.
Like,
it's harder to find
than
Waldo.
House?
What do they got?
We're gonna steal at your house.
We got some good IKEA furniture.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got some lamps.
Your roommate's got cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got rock climbing gear and some laptops.
What are you with rock climbing gear?
That's what.
You're climbing rocks?
One of my roommates does rock climbing.
What?
Yeah.
Well, how many do you have?
Just two.
Okay.
Two. Yeah.
It's a three.
We might get another reason. One. I don't know about it.
A fourth?
Yeah, a fourth.
Where
and she comes
right
with
now?
Two dogs.
It's like a dorm.
Whoa.
Like
you know how many keys I have to hide under the mat now?
One.
Okay.
It's this.
Why would you ever hide more than
everybody
one?
Has
because
their
what
own?
If someone put it back?
That's a spare key. So right. What if someone takes a spare key with them?
No, you don't.
You
take
need
that
an extra one.
Key.
We need like five under them.
No, the point of the spare key is to leave it there. You know how you grabbed it and unlocked the door and put it back? That's what you do.
But I'm guilty of taking the spare key with me.
Well, that's on you.
Yeah.
But I think so. We need two then.
No, you don't need two.
One.
That's
wait
a waste.
A second. I'm confused. Four roommates and two bedrooms?
Well, I think we're finding a new place too.
I see.
Yeah.
You just moved. Yeah.
I know. But I heard you're trying to steal one of them, Jenna.
Oh!
Who am I stealing?
Shelby.
Oh!
Yeah, because you have that bottom stairs in your apartment.
I've never once had a conversation with Shelby.
Jenna has an open room.
Yeah, well, don't you remember on the radio we were talking about Anna? I offered it to her since she was living at home with her parents.
Yeah, to Anna.
I forgot you don't listen to the show when you're
to
back.
To Anna, but also Shelby, I think. No, you haven't talked to her about it yet?
I think Jenna would know if she offered her room to somebody. You're going to argue with her about whether she offered
I would be
Shelby's,
honest.
Maybe Shelby's using this as like a
leverage.
That's right. Maybe she's trying
poker.
To get out.
What do you say?
I don't know what he's trying to say.
Bargaining? Leverage?
Bargaining. Leverage.
Exactly. You're right, baby. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But Jenna, would you let Shelby move in if she wanted to?
I would let almost anyone move in if they really needed it.
Yeah.
I do. I have an open bedroom. All that's in there is a boxing bag.
That's cool. Just stay away from my friends, Jenna.
I can't help if your friends are coming to me begging.
Oh, dang.
They want to leave. No, that's a good spot. It's good. It's a really good spot. I'd be happy for anyone who lived there. Even if Shelby, I would understand.
What about Justin?
Nah, I don't think we would get along.
He wouldn't, mainly because he couldn't pay rent. That would drive me nuts.
That
whole part.
Well, how much is rent?
I'm not divulging how much.
I mean, I'm not. I'm never,
I wouldn't make you split it.
I'm never short on rent.
Oh,
but so. I think it'd be more like me picking up after Jenna's messes. You know,
you should see how clean my place is.
Because she doesn't have a trash can.
She doesn't have a trash can.
I use a Whole Foods bag.
Yeah,
I shout out on that.
Why are you coming in here insulting me?
I'm not insulting.
I'm gonna go home and take a video of how clean my place is.
It's a pretty clean place. But I was just talking. If we lived together, do you think we would perfectly live together?
Why would you ever have to clean up after me?
I just think so.
Well, based
I
upon
just,
how you're getting along now, I'm going to say no.
Maybe
I just don't get it. I'm like such a good friend to him, and then he comes in here ragging on me all the time. I loan you money. Uh-oh. I take care of you.
I think you're a great friend. I think you're awesome. I just don't think that we would
you just don't
live.
Have a trash can.
Do you think that we would successfully live together?
But it's not even on the table.
No.
Oh,
but
wow.
It is. Apparently it's not even it was for a hot second.
Oh, God. Yes, I'm sorry. I offered when you needed a place.
Yeah.
Gosh, terrible idea.
But do you think it would? Do you think it would work? I don't think it would.
Good thing for you, we'll never even have to know.
Okay. I feel like Jess is trying to break up with Jenna, but
I'm not trying to break up with Jenna. It was just the idea.
Does that make him crazy?
Yeah.
But I will watch Weezy anytime you need.
I'm good.
Oh no, she gave you. I'm good. You know when a girl says that, that's not good.
No.
Even though they say I'm good, Al, it's not good, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm good.
It's like when they say fine.
Yeah.
Anything wrong? What's wrong, baby? Yeah. Something wrong?
No, I'm accustomed to this now. This is how this always goes with him.
I came home late once. I was like, I talked to my wife. I was like, are we okay? I'm good.
Yeah.
We were not good.
Yeah, no, no, not
good. Never good.
Not good. Okay, well, I'm going to go find something, get my foot out of my mouth. Okay. Right, okay.
Yeah. You going to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Right. Bathroom's down the hall.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Not that one.
I'm going to put my Halloween wreath up.
That took a turn right there.
That was weird.
I really don't know what just happened. I really don't
know. Why does he comes at me when he comes in here? I'm like, I'm not trying to steal his friends.
It's like watching brother or sister
fight. But I don't understand where
it
comes from.
It's all love taps.
Like, I'm not even trying to steal his friends.
He's throwing a rocket.
That's Justin's love language.
I let him in on my Halloween.
It's his love language.
Love taps. I'm telling you.
She doesn't have a trash can.
Does that make her crazy?
What does that have anything to do with anything?
Yeah, does that make Jenna crazy? It's time for Does That Make Me Crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us about those quirky things you do that you think are pretty normal, but your friends want you to call the show so that you can find out. And we know you want to be crazy. We know you're calm for that reason. You're just wanting to get verified.
But the crazy bar has been raised.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just call in here with some little...
No, we want your crazy, and we want to hear it next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Jenna, a lot of people are texting and saying that you and Justin should live together for a week. I don't think we need that.
No, like, I've decided we're no longer friends.
Oh, wow.
For now.
Okay. You know what? I took him to work out last week. I ask him. I invite him to do stuff all the time. I've probably spent thousands of dollars on him, and he always comes in here and gives me a hard time or throws me under the bus for something, and I don't like it. I don't get it. I always have his back. I give him advice about work. I always have his back when he gets in trouble at work. I've been a good friend to him. So, yeah, I'm genuinely kind of... PO'd that he always comes in here. I am.
That's just a fight, though. You guys will make up. That's all we do as friends.
But you notice it's always like this. I'm always a good friend, and he's always throwing me under the bus. When do I throw Justin under the bus? When do I ever throw him under the bus?
I bet he's got some good friend in him somewhere.
He does. What do you mean now?
He's got some good friend.
Jeez. He does. Justin's a good guy. I met his parents. Anytime I meet somebody's parents and they're good people, you know, I always want to tell the parents that the kid is doing good at whatever it is that they do. Let's just, because the parent always wants to know.
They want to be proud of their kid.
They want to be proud of their kid.
I adore him.
And I didn't.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I adore him. I'm always great to him.
I really don't know where
I'm
going
with
that.
I don't know why you get
it. I think he's good.
Yeah. Did Justin and Alan make up after he called out Alan?
Alan was never mad. Alan was just like...
Alan didn't get mad. Or something like that.
Yeah, no, he was never mad. He was just like, you know, as a kid who can't control his liquor yet.
Yeah.
You know?
So true.
This too shall pass, Jenna. And then we'll be...
But we say that every time.
Right.
So at this point, it's like, I'm just kind of tired of it for now, for a bit.
You could suspend him.
No, I'm not going to, like, waste a lot of energy on it.
I'm not angry.
I love Justin. I'm just annoyed that he's constantly coming in here and attacking me about things.
Well, just like companies do. You don't have to fire him, but you can suspend it. You can put him on
friendship suspension?
Yeah, put him on punishment.
Okay. Okay. Did you guys have any plans this weekend?
No, I paid for his workout class last week that he came to.
Suspended from working out, Justin. Sorry about you.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. That makes me crazy.
Let's do it.
So it looks like living together for a week's not going to happen, people. Yeah. I'm sorry. At least not right now. But we do want to hear from you about your craziness at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
I love this text we got right here.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Because you'll know what they're talking about here when I tell you what they said. They said, I set an alarm for 2 a.m. just so that I can wake up and get excited about going back to sleep. Does that make me crazy?
The fact that you purposely do it,
yes.
It's a wonderful feeling to roll over and say, I've got another hour or two, whatever it is, to sleep.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best
good.
Feeling, but it has to be, for me, organic.
Sure. I had one this morning. 1:35, I woke up.
Yeah.
And I was so happy.
Yeah.
I got up and I went and peed. And I'm sitting there because I was tired and it's dark.
Thanks for this play-by-play.
And I think I could feel my smile on my face, knowing that I could get back up and go back to sleep. That is the greatest feeling. But, yeah, it's crazy that you set the alarm.
Yep, I agree.
But we definitely feel you on that
one. And give us a call, 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Speaking of sleeping, when I wake up in the middle of the night, I do not touch my eyes because I'm worried that if I clean the sleep out of my eyes, I won't be able to go back to sleep.
it's kind of crazy, yeah, too. I like it.
You can't cut off the sleepy booger.
And it's different. Yeah. I like that.
That was sweet. Crazy. When I shower, from the text, I cut wrestling promos about John Cena. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
What would the wrestling promo about John Cena sound like?
You know, like a wrestling promo?
Why is it John Cena?
Because he's
does he have a catchphrase? Like, can you smell what
can't
the Rock's been cooking?
Oh, yeah, okay. John Cena's got can't see me, but I think he's going at John Cena, or she's going at John Cena.
Oh, yeah. Like challenging John.
Listen here, John Cena. WrestleMania, I'm going to take you on, sissy. One of those.
You can see me.
Yeah, you can see me.
Yeah. Okay.
See me naked.
Whoa.
Yeah, because you're in the shower. That's fun.
I am in my house alone.
Yeah. Wait, no. That's John Cena's coming back.
I'm in my house alone.
I was doing something in the shower the other day. My wife was looking at me funny.
What were you doing?
I forgot.
Well, what are the possibilities?
Oh, I think I... I wish I could remember.
I think you have a couple, but nothing we can say on
radio. What was I doing in the shower? I remember I had my eyes closed. I remember
what standing?
I was standing. And I remember I remember opening my eyes, and she was standing there looking at me.
Was she pointing?
No, she just had a look. She just had this weird look on her face. What are you doing? What is that?
That was funny, Kelly. Yeah. What are the possibilities?
Not that.
I like watching my husband take a shit.
To the phone.
Oh, I know what it was. I was doing a Post Malone, Better Now, opera style. That's what it was. You ever change songs up in opera style?
Never.
I saw this dude that did...
Let's hear it.
You like to think that you are better now, better now. You probably say that because I'm not around, not around. I never, ever meant to let you down.
Man, that's
let
you really down. Loud.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
And that's probably why she was staring at me.
Yeah, really loud.
That was great, JC. We ever need opera singer bit.
And I'm never sing opera, dude.
I think
so
the JC bathroom cam would be very entertaining.
Oh, it's lit.
You pee sitting down. You sing opera rap in the shower. You look at yourself a lot. It'd be so fun. You'd have your own little reality show.
Yeah. The bathroom show.
Do it.
Bathroom.
What? Do a bathroom talk show where the whole talk show takes place in your bathroom.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, and I have guests in the shower with
you. You have a shower big enough for two?
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to other people's crazy. Okay.
This is the beginning of a genius idea.
Okay. It could be.
That's right. Hi, Emily.
Hey, oh my God.
Welcome to the show. What's your craziness?
Well, I am a veterinary nurse, and anytime I'm driving and I see an animal run over, I have to talk myself out of pulling over and checking for a pulse that I can do CPR if they're not dead.
Right. That's a good heart.
I don't think you're crazy at all.
That makes you the sweetest person ever.
Yeah.
Now, Emily, is there an animal that you would not want to do CPR on?
No, I don't think so. I stopped for a raccoon once, and it was still alive, and we hung out for a minute, and it walked away.
Wow. How about a possum? Those are
nuts. I still find them charming.
Yeah, those
possums are kind of
my favorite animal.
Oh.
Like possums and armadillos.
Yes.
I have an armadillo tattoo.
How about that?
Well, possum, yeah, that makes you crazy.
What about a skunk?
No.
Yeah. if a skunk got run over and his leg got hurt and he's got the stuff coming out, the gas, the smell, would you give that CPR?
Maybe. I keep towels in my car for this very purpose, so I would probably just, like, wrap it around my face and then
save
this little skunk life.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, Emily.
You are a good human.
You're not crazy. You're the best.
You get the Good Human Award today from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You're crazy good.
That's right. Bye, Emily. Let's go to Jenna.
Hi.
Hello, Jenna.
Hi.
Oh, my goodness.
I think you must have something in common with our Jenna.
Are we soulmates, Jenna?
Possibly.
All right, what do you want in your life?
I just want happiness. I'm a good person. I like to be good.
But as far as the crazy goes?
No, my thing is, whenever I die, I want someone either just like the Grim Reaper or like a little bit of a cast from Doctor Who or something to walk in and say something funny like, oh, here we go, or where'd she go, or something like that.
Yeah, where'd she go?
So you want somebody to do bits at your funeral?
She wants some comedy.
Yes.
That's pretty cool crazy.
Well,
you guys better do something dark like that mine.
I'm older than you, so I'll
email me, and if something tragic happens, have someone email me about you, and I'll show up at your funeral and do a couple of minutes.
A
couple of minutes of stand-up.
Oh, go ahead. I'll show us
your Grim Reaper stand-up.
So here we are to say goodbye to our dear friend, Jenna.
Yeah, you got to come up with some good dead people jokes.
Yeah, and I don't have any right.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't prepared, Trey. Thank you. A funny thing happened on the way to the funeral this morning.
Like what?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Hey, that's not funny.
So, we'll do that for you, Jenna.
We'll show
Google,
up at
Google funeral jokes while we take some more calls.
All right.
There's got to be some.
There's got to be Grim Reaper jokes.
I'm looking.
I've got one funeral joke.
Okay.
But I think y'all have heard it.
Did you do it yesterday?
Kid told it to me, and I think we're all on the air.
Uh-huh.
A funeral joke.
But, these two golfers were on the golf course, and a funeral procession was driving by. And the golfer was about to putt, and he stopped, and he took his hat off, and he held his hat to his heart, and he waited until the funeral procession passed by. And so the other guy said, man, that was really, really nice of you to stop putting for the funeral procession to go by. He goes, it's the least I could do. We were married 15 years.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's a good one.
I remember that.
So you should have
done that one.
Should have done that one?
Yeah,
all right.
Not
so there you go, Emily.
There you go.
If you're a golfer, that will work.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny, even if you're not a golfer.
Yeah.
That was fun. That was a good joke. Hi, Brittany.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. We just talked about this, and you actually love what I pointed out earlier on the show.
All right.
Yes, absolutely. I would totally revive a dead skunk on the side of the road because it is one of my favorite smells in the world.
Whoa!
Some people do.
That does make you crazy.
Some people do like that smell. I get it.
Wow.
Yeah, my husband thinks I'm absolutely crazy. Like, my dog got sprayed with a skunk, and I loved it so much. Like, I didn't even want to give her a bath. I just wanted to smell her.
Wow. So if you could describe the smell of skunk, what would you describe it as?
I don't even know.
Like, you want to eat it?
Skunk? No, I don't want to eat it. I just want to smell it. I just love it.
It's probably how some people feel with gasoline, because I love the smell of gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love the smell of gas.
I love the smell of tar, like a freshly paved tar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't like tar.
It smells.
Yeah.
It smells.
Wow, Brittany, yeah, you're crazy for liking that skunk smell.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give you crazy too, girl.
Makes you perfect to work with skunks, though.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what you do for a living, but that would be perfect for you. Somebody needs to work with them. Got a couple more here. I wonder how Michelle goes about life with her craziness. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, what's your crazy?
I do not like to get my feet wet, regardless if I'm swimming or taking a shower.
How do you prevent that?
Yeah.
I don't swim very long, and I'm in and out in the shower. I do not like to have my feet wet.
You get pedicures?
No.
Wow. Yeah,
I wonder why.
How are those claws looking?
Oh, they look fine because I do them myself. There's just something about my feet being wet that really, like, gives me the creeps. I don't like it.
Has it been like that since you were a child?
Yes.
Huh. Okay. So your dating profile does not include long walks on the beach?
Well, I can walk on the beach because it's sand. Part of the water. No.
Yeah, part of it for me is long walk on the beach.
Get your feet in the water.
Just barely in there when the tide comes up.
Toes in the water.
You hate hot tubs.
Butt in the sand. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
No, it creeps me out to have my feet wet.
Interesting. That's a new crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, Michelle. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, thank you.
I don't like wearing sandals and walking through that dewy grass. You know, when there's been a little bit and your feet get wet that way.
Slight moisture.
When it's unintentional wet.
Yeah.
Like when I know they're going to get wet in water, but I don't like it walking through wet grass.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to Maggie here. Hi, Maggie.
Hi, guys.
All right, let's see if you're crazy or not. What do you do?
So, I hate when people stare at me. It's been something of mine since I was a kid. So, if I know that someone's staring at me, I'll do, like, a very awkward twitch. And if I see them through the mirrors I have laying around the office, and they freak out, like, what the heck is she doing? Then I know they're staring at me. And I do it so they can stop staring at me.
Oh, wow. A preemptive
just random twitching going on. Oh, man, that's actually pretty funny.
Oh, that's
I would love to watch people watching
especially
you.
Especially if you think a lot of people are staring in constant convulsions.
Yeah, I'd like to see a two shot of
that. You're fun crazy. That's fun crazy. I can get down with that one right there, Maggie. Thank you for your call. I like that a lot. Hi, Miranda.
Hi, I'm so excited to talk to y'all.
Oh, we're excited to talk to you.
You, girl.
So, are you driving right now?
I've listened to y'all. No, I'm not. Okay. But I've listened to y'all since y'all have done the mommy test with Kelly. And that's like when I was really like, oh my gosh, what is this show? This is so funny.
She's 11 now, believe it or not.
Yeah, that's when Kid Craddock would test Kelly Raspberry as a mother before she had her daughter Emma Kelly. Right. And then she had a little Poulard Sanch.
Thank you for listening for all of these years.
And yours, actually, your crazy involves something that has to do with maybe being a mommy.
Yes. And not in a funny way. Well, I guess in a funny way, I don't know. But they play the commercial all the time on the radio about, you know, look in the back seat, don't forget your kids. And I don't have a kid, but I always look, and I don't know why, but I do. And if there's a kid back there, I want to know what's going on. I just get so freaked out, so I always have to look, and I just get really paranoid.
That's effective advertising right there.
Yeah. Yes, it's working. Right.
Yeah, when even a person without kids is looking back there, you know you're doing your job right.
Just to be safe.
Look how effective radio advertising is, people.
How about
that? Well played.
How about that?
Maybe you would like to holler at us.
Please call your Yay Network's representative.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Maybe you want to buy some sheets.
Yeah.
Maybe,
how about that?
Maybe you want to get some of those.
Yeah.
And advertise on the radio.
I would recommend Brooke Lennon.
Would you have?
At BrookeLennon.com.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
They were named the winner of the best of online betting.
They sure were.
Yeah, by Good Housekeeping Magazine.
Mm-hmm. Get you some of that.
Yeah. Right.
These are the type of sheets that you feel at hotels, and you're like, man, I wish I could take these home. But now you can have them at your house for very low price.
Yeah, don't steal the hotel sheets.
No,
you don't
have
to do that anymore.
That's against the law.
Sometimes I lay in bed and intentionally try to stay awake longer so that I can enjoy the comfort of my Brooke Lennon sheets for just a few more moments.
It's the little things about Brooke Lennon. You don't have to struggle to get it to fit over your mattress. You know how they're just like a tad too short. They fit great. I love they have a little tag because sometimes when you're putting the fitted sheet on, it's like you always start off the wrong way. They put a little tag that tells you which is the bottom end of the sheet.
I love that.
Those little touches
that
make it so special.
And they're affordable.
Yeah.
They really are affordable, and they have more than just sheets if you go to brooklinen.com. In fact,
duvet covers, too.
Yeah, that's right. You can get $20 off and free shipping if you use the promo code KID, that's KIDD, at brooklinen.com, and they give you a 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all of their sheets and comforters. So go to brooklinen.com, that's BROOKLINEN.com, and use the promo code KID to get $20 off and free shipping.
Boom. Brooklyn, they really are the best sheets ever.
In the world.
See, that's effective right there.
Right there.
Yeah.
There you go.
I just see everybody going to that website right now.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby, 'cause like the world's gone.
Please pick up that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
But only call us if you have some good news for us.
Good.
No bad news.
Yeah,
that's why we call it Good News Tuesday.
We want to be positive. We want to be smiling. We want to feel good about life. In fact, I got a news story here.
All right.
That's a good news type story.
Bring it.
Two teachers in Florida recently donated kidneys, and they ended up saving 8 lives.
Wow.
Normally, you would think 2 kidneys, 2 lives. No, they saved 8. They both wanted to donate to a friend. Then one did a chain donation where they donated someone else and their friend got a kidney in return that saved 4 lives. Then the other teacher was so inspired by it, she donated to a total stranger, which started another chain donation, and 4 more people got transplants.
Wow.
So this is a big deal now, the chain donation that's been going on. I keep reading about this.
So it's just the
domino, like,
yeah, domino.
It's
effect.
It's basically a domino. Yeah,
they didn't cut the kidney up.
Right.
Into 8
I was trying to think that
a piece of a kidney.
But because you did it, somebody else did it, and that saved another life, and so on and so on.
Okay.
Got
so
it.
Cool.
So like a kidney it forward.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I want to donate a kidney now. Start a chain donation.
Whoa.
I know, but that's what if my kids need a kidney
that
later?
Easy.
That's the thing that I keep bringing it up, and doctors say, just think about if your family needs it one day. But I'm like, somebody now needs it.
No, but, you know.
That's one of those decisions that you got to make, and you hope that you don't have to deal with it later on.
Right.
Sorry, I love you, honey, but I already gave my kidney to a stranger.
Yeah.
And you hope that it comes back around eventually.
Yeah.
From the text, my girlfriend and I were gifted an all-expenses-paid vacation by one of her customers. New Year's Eve in Vegas, here we come. That's from JD.
Dang.
What a cool customer right there.
Dang.
All expenses paid.
What kind of customer is that?
Does that
happy
mean,
one.
Does that mean even the hotel room, if you get the room service and everything?
Well,
you can't abuse it, Jason.
I know, you got to be nice about it, but like at least breakfast, lunch,
they'll
dinner.
They'll probably have to leave their credit card for incidentals.
And incidentals.
I'm guessing.
Right. After 18 years of 3 kids, after 18 years and 3 kids, I'm finally going back to college on August 27th for nursing. That's Kristen.
Nice.
Yes, it's okay. It's never too late. Education's always going to be there. Sometimes.
Yeah, if you have a dream, it's like, well, I'm too old or whatever. It's like, well, where are you going to be 5 years from now?
Right.
You're going to have accomplished your dream or you still be dreaming.
Exactly.
So go for it.
Might as well.
Because you didn't start it when you were 18 right out of high school doesn't mean you can't achieve it when you're 27, 28.
There you go.
Maybe in your 30s. You can always go back and get it. Here's another one from the text. Sherilyn wrote us and said, Good News Tuesday. I'm excited that a conference I helped organize for the LGBTQ women and allies is happening in October.
All right.
My wife and I have been talking about doing a conference for years. So congratulations. A conference is a big deal. You got to get vendors. You got to get all the booths. You got to get people to show up. Right? When you put on an event.
It's not as easy as
Jenna's been doing events a lot lately. Like, that's the biggest deal when you want to get people to show up.
It's so hard.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it's so hard.
But when you finally get them showing up, you feel accomplished.
I do. It's good. It's hard work.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday.
So my good news is I have been accepted for a kidney transplant after my battle for kidney disease for the last 6 years.
And we were just talking about the chain reaction that comes from kidney transplants. How long have you been waiting again?
It's been about 6 years.
6 years.
Yep.
And when's your surgery happening?
Oh, well, I don't know that yet. I just now got the paperwork that I've been accepted, so
good deal.
In the right direction at
least.
There you go.
Well, we'll be praying for you, and hopefully you get it soon, okay?
Yes, thank you, guys.
Keep us posted, Megan. Congratulations on being accepted.
Uh-huh.
Now you got to register for all that. Doing Good News Tuesday. Here we have Ashley on the phone. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. How are y'all?
Doing great, but you have some good news for us, right?
I do. My 8-year-old niece actually successfully had brain surgery this week, and she is happy and at home now.
Oh. Wow.
Brain surgery and already back home. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, this is her 10th surgery, she's been through a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so she knows how it goes. She's she recovers pretty quickly.
We keep telling her she's basically a superhero now.
Yeah, right.
Much better than we
are. That's awesome.
What's her name?
Her name is Jordan.
Jordan!
Be praying for her, too.
Hope you heal nicely. Looks like you're doing fine. You're already back home.
Yeah.
Keep us posted on that one. 10 surgeries.
Mm.
As a little girl. From the text, Akala wrote us and said, after being out of work for a couple of months and falling behind on bills, I officially got a job yesterday.
Yay.
See? Keep asking. Awesome. Keep plugging away.
Yeah.
You'll get it eventually. And this is some good news for you, Big Al Mac.
What you got?
I think your haunting has been solved.
Haunting has been
Yay!
Solved?
Yay!
Big Al.
A lot of emails.
I solved your haunting problem.
Okay.
It sounds like the tapping you were hearing was really the expanding of a hairline crack in the glass. The crack finally split the glass, and of course, if the glass that broke was stacked underneath others, they all tumbled down, causing the ominous crash.
There you go.
Okay, well,
It's science, Al.
They all didn't
yes,
fall.
Yes, science.
Well, the one that broke.
Well, the one that broke fell. That would make sense.
It makes
if it
fall.
Was stacked, that would,
then, boom,
it would
all
break
of them.
And mm-hmm. then fall in pieces.
See, there,
it could have been the pressure built up from, like, yeah. you put a wet glass on it, maybe.
Totally. And the temperature changing.
That doesn't explain Man in the Mirror playing 4 times in 1 hour.
That is
well,
weird.
That's just a tech error.
That's your jukebox, yeah. just like in Michael Jackson.
I like that scientific explanation.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes there's an explanation
part
for everything.
Part of me wants to believe.
Totally.
But part of it's like, yeah, it's just science.
Yeah.
I got a lot of emails yesterday, people saying that the town is haunted.
You can still go through with it.
See, it's more fun to believe.
Buildings yeah. that are haunted.
Yeah, it's more fun if you want.
Yeah.
But gosh, that makes sense. It would just, if it's stacked, it would break and then fall.
Boom.
Hence the reason the whole stack didn't fall.
Who explained that? What was our listener's name?
Oh, they didn't put their name down. Well, did that turn you on that they're
yeah,
smart?
It's
yeah,
smart is sexy. Like figure stuff out.
When you text us, leave your name so we know who it is.
Yeah, we're going to give you your sexy props.
Yeah.
Love it.
What if it was a lady, though? Still sexy.
Still sexy.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
2 years ago, I married the girl I had a crush on since 5th grade.
Oh.
Today, I found out I'm going to be a dad.
Aww.
Since 5th grade.
Congrats, dog.
That's so cute.
You always meet that 5th grade crush, and like, that's going to be my wife.
Mm.
And then
Rachel Miller.
Rarely does that happen, right?
Rarely, yeah.
Or Jenny Frankfurt.
Chantel
Very
Williams.
Sweet when it does.
Yeah.
See who else? Fifth grade. Yeah, Jenny.
You had a couple?
Jenny and Rachel.
Yeah. Chantel Williams.
Mm.
Jessica Benson. But Jessica didn't like me back, but I stole my mom's engagement ring and gave it to her.
Oh, man. That's ugly. Wow.
And then Jessica's dad found out and was not too happy that a boy.
Sure your mama wasn't too happy.
Right?
Yeah, well, my mom couldn't find a ring when I was like, I don't
That's
know where
romantic,
it went.
Romantic, JC.
I don't know where it went. So we got the ring back.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Yeah.
And a little butt whooping, too, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got the chunk left for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What's up, Nick?
Hey, y'all. So I have been listening to you guys for years now. I love your show. Me and my wife have been saving for a house since we were 16, and yesterday we just closed on it. Today it is officially ours.
All right.
Wow.
Congratulations, bro.
So just a little bit on the side, stacking away those chips, and now you got your house.
Every little bit counts. You know, quit going out to eat once a week, put that money back. Next thing you know, you got a house.
There you go, buddy.
Look at you. And so you guys have been dating since you were 16, right?
Yeah, we're 20 now, so it's been 4 years. We were dating, we met in high school, we worked together, every job that we've had since high school, we've always worked together, and every little bit of money that we get, bonuses, that tax money that people like to spend, we just put ours right back so that we can get this house. We've been saving for it for years.
Oh, looks like you guys are going to have a wonderful life together, man. You guys are doing smart things.
Start putting a little bit Let's back every so. Day again, because you'll probably need a new air conditioner about 6-7 years.
Oh, Al,
yeah. you know that's already going to be the case. It's hot.
I got a call yesterday. Like,
yeah.
You need a new AC.
I just replaced mine a couple months ago. It's every 10 years, apparently, Nick, just so you know. Every 10 years, those bad boys go out. Man, congratulations, buddy, to you and your wonderful girl. Go to Chelsea here. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
Welcome to Good News Tuesday. What's going on?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
So tell us about your good news.
Well, on the same day last week, I got the news that I was accepted into my honors master's degree program for biology at the University of Alabama, and my cancer of 7 years went into remission.
Wow, double good news for you, Chelsea. Wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Are you going to be a doctor, I'm assuming?
Yes.
Yes.
Awesome. Go, girl.
And what are you going to practice?
Something. I don't know yet.
That's how we go in general.
Time, JC.
That's right.
Well, congratulations on both.
Thank you.
And Roll Tide.
Future Dr. Chelsea right there. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, JC.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I love your energy already. Yes. I want to hear your good news. What's going on?
Okay, well, it's not kidney transplant, cancer remission good news, but it's really good for me. I went to the grocery store last night and left my wallet in the basket and figured it out about 4 hours later. And when I called the grocery store, some angel from heaven had turned it in. And so all of everything that I own, my ID and like $60 was still in the wallet. They kept it in the safe overnight.
Wow.
So just this morning.
That is fantastic.
I know.
It's very reassuring that there's still good people out there.
Right,
yeah. There are a lot
of
good people.
I know, Kelly. It's true.
It is.
Well, glad you got your wallet and everything in there, Debbie, because that is the best feeling in the world.
Mm-hmm.
When you lose something and everything comes back.
Oh, that fear of, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to cancel everything.
Right.
They already started running up my credit card.
Is someone going to steal my identity?
Yeah.
And then everything just washes
away.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's all good. Congratulations, Debbie. Hey, we got a late breaking news here.
Mm.
Tara Reid is going to call us.
I know. Do you know why?
Sharknado.
Absolutely why.
So we're going to take a break. We'll come back and speak with Tara next.
About that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, we're about to have a guest on the phone right now.
Yes. I know.
Really excited.
Uh-huh.
I am too.
Because they're promoting their movie, The Last Sharknado. It's about time.
That's the sad part. The last one.
The sixth and final installment. That's the full title of the movie right there.
But I don't trust that.
I don't either.
You don't either?
I don't trust that.
Well, maybe we can ask the star of the movie to see if maybe we'll have some more, because Tara Reid is on the phone right now. Hello, Tara.
Prompt.
Yes, hello, you guys.
Yes.
Hey there.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi.
We were just debating. Good morning. We were just saying it's very sad that this is being billed as the last installment of the Sharknado movies, but knowing how this thing goes sometimes, I have a feeling this might not really
be
the last.
One more, yeah.
You know, I thought the same thing as you guys did in the beginning, but I really do think this will be the last one. Like, when you see the storyline, it actually really comes full circle from the first one. It makes sense. It's not a cliffhanger. It doesn't give you a chance to go, oh, there might be another one.
Well, maybe they'll do
maybe
a prequel.
Yeah, I mean, or it could be like something Chinese on the line where the shark needles start hitting us again and we have to come back.
But yeah.
I'm pretty sure that this is done for a while.
Because this one is a time travel. And so, in essence, Finn is traveling back to prevent this from ever happening at all, which is going to screw up with the balance of, you know, of everything.
Well, that's the thing. That's what, you know, when you look at all the Sharknadoes, we've done everything. We've been outer space. I've given birth in a shark. I mean, we've done the most outrageous things, like, ever. You know, we traveled the world on it. So it was like, where are we going to go with this one? No one really knew. And then we got the time travel one. It's so genius. I mean, 1 second, we're with the dinosaurs. You know, and then we're in the Renaissance period. Now we're with George Washington. I mean, it goes all over the place. And, like, we travel, how we travel around, is in a flying soup pot. Like, it's that ridiculous.
But that's what makes it so wonderful.
When I saw this, I'm like, are you kidding me? And all of you, like, me, Ian, and Cassie in a small, like, soup pot, like, and, like, covering our heads so they don't get knocked over the side. We're going, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely absurd. And we're laughing so hard. And, you know, we're making up, you know, there's no sharks there, first of all, so we have to make that up. And now there's dinosaurs that aren't there either. I mean, we had to have an imagination that was ridiculous on this one. It was, like, crazy.
We're talking about Tara Reid, about Sharknado, the last Sharknado.
Right.
And that's the thing. If they prevent all the Sharknados from ever happening, everybody that was ever killed by a shark
is alive
never
again.
Died.
Oh, that's cool.
See? It messes with your head.
Exactly. Like, a lot of people, well, in the last one, remember, it's just my head. Like my body's gone.
Right.
But now, like, you know, April started off the first one as, like, a housewife, and now she's, like, a robot. You know what I mean? So you can just put anything together with her.
It's so great.
April got crazy. There's a lot of different personalities of April in this movie. When you see it, you'll get what I mean.
Tara, there's shark movies have become such a big trend now. Do you watch other shark movies that come out with, like, a judgy tone?
No, because ours isn't like that. It's not a scary shark movie. I mean, there's no jaws in it. You know, it's like the sharks are like rubber. They look so ridiculous that It's not scary. I mean, kids love it. Yeah. Because even kids know how stupid it is, you know?
I love that because when the first movie came out, I could tell that you and Ian were probably not really groovy with what was going on, but as you saw how many people loved it and how many people started watching it and how it just became a cult classic, I love how you just embraced everything with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Let me tell you, you're exactly right. We thought we were doing this little movie for sci-fi and no one's ever going to see it. They kind of take the money and run. Never thinking it would be what it is. And it's like, it's so shocking and unbelievable to all of us. We're like, how did this happen? You know, so... It's fun and it's crazy and it's been a great journey and a long ride and, you know, we've had a lot of fun with it.
Well, this being the potential last one, like you said, it probably is. There had to be so many celebrities that said, oh my gosh, if I don't get in this one, right. I'm missing the chance. So can you give us some of the bigger names that are going to be making cameos in it?
I want to know something. This is the first time they're being really secretive to us. Like, we don't even know. Like the cameos they shot. They shot in L.A. and we shot everywhere in Bulgaria. So I don't know how they're exactly doing this. You know what I mean? So, but everyone wants to like be in it and wants to be eaten by a shark.
Yeah.
So I really don't even know one name that's in it. Like, they won't tell us.
Wow.
It's really weird.
And hold on, Tara. You guys filmed this in Bulgaria?
Oh, my God, you guys. It was the coldest place like, ever. Like, one of the funny things about this movie, it was minus 35 degrees. And we were so cold. We're like... No, it was insane. I've never been more cold in my life. And so we were like, you couldn't shoot in it. It was that cold. So all of a sudden, the rest of the movie, as you watch it, they just happen to find like bags of clothes in the Renaissance and here and there. And we're just layering up more and more and more. It's ridiculous. Like, who's finding bags of clothes? Like, in the dinosaur ages. And all of a sudden, we're wearing like Western wear. Like, we're wearing this. It's absolutely... I mean, you know how we fill it in with Sharknado stuff. Like, anything can happen to Sharknado because it's so silly. But this part to me is going to be so funny. When you see our costumes, they make absolutely no sense.
It's kind of funny to me because it seems like when it airs, what premieres this Sunday night, you're going to be watching it for the first time with us.
Yeah, exactly. We never get to see it before you guys do. We watch it together.
Wow.
Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
Because they literally, like, they're really literally up to the date. Like, they finish editing it, like, the day we're watching it. It's crazy the turnaround on it.
That is
like,
so nice.
Crazy.
Are you
in
real life?
This time they made the movie, they had 4 hours of coverage. And, like, so think about how much has to get cut out. They could have basically made, like, 6, 7, 8 on this one. How many movies they made in this one. It was crazy.
Have you ever swam with, like, real sharks? Like, most white people do?
No, I never have. No, I never have. They asked me to do that. And this one, like, will you go in the shark cage of the sharks? I'm like, no, absolutely not. And it was here in L.A. It wasn't like the Bahamas where it's warm. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm like, no way.
Yeah, but you'll whoop up a shark on Sci-Fi Channel, no problem.
Right. I'm excited.
And I was like, you guys will like it. I mean, the time travel theme is a great idea. And just because... all the places you get to go, and then also people that could have died in the last one are now alive.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff to it, you know, and just by all the places we go to, you know, from one second dinosaurs and Washington and then we're Western. I mean, we go to so many ridiculous places, and now my character, she's pretty much robotic. You know, she can fly, she can fly the building up. I mean, if she's gotten to another place, it's unreal.
You're a superhero.
And there's different sides. Yeah, now there's different sides of it. There's, like, good ones, bad ones. Like, it's April's gotten crazy.
Well, it's premiering this Sunday. 8/7 Central on Sci-Fi. The Last Sharknado. It's about time. The 6th and final installment starring Tara Reid and Ian Ziering. And we're excited to watch it along with you. Are you going to be live tweeting with it?
Oh, yeah, we've been live tweeting with it, too. And I actually did something that's going to be fun. I made a perfume shark by Tara. I know this is the last one, so I made, like, I made a living collection for this one. And it actually smells really good. So they should get it while they can. You can get it at Tara.com or on Amazon.
Get it while you can.
All right. Buy it so you can wear it during the premiere on Sunday night.
Deal.
They'll get it here really fast.
Exactly.
Tara, pleasure talking to you. And have a blast watching the movie along with us.
All right. Thank you so much, you guys. You take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Tara Reid.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.